and got hurt. He caught a job handling a barge out there, I don't know, for oil rig or something, and flew around and broke his leg. Got caught in the rope, and he had trouble with that leg. So finally, last time I saw him, he told me he had sold his boat. He took the little boat and gave it to his boy. The boy got big enough to handle the boat, the small boat, and he took the big boat then. But he told me, a fellow friend of mine, he said, when he showed you that picture, buddy, that was his boat. He said, because I was there when he landed. He said, that whole back was nothing but shrimp. The whole back of it was nothing but shrimp. And you can see where them things pile up, man, look like 4 feet high. He was a good fisherman. I tried to get him to come over here and paddle against me. He was a good paddler. I tried to get him to come over here, but he never would come. Man, the last time I saw him, old White Kitchen was up then. We was up there about 1 o'clock one morning, and hey, he comes. I was by the bar, me and my wife. I said, look who's walking in the door. And he said, Eddie. I said, that's right. And he saw us and came to us and started talking. I don't know, he had to come back for some reason, because most of the time he'd come mostly for death or something like that, you know? People that he know.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come for the funeral or something, you know? So anyhow, I said, how many kids you got, Eddie? He said, I got seven. I said, seven? Yeah. I said, line them up over here by the counter. Let's see as they come. And he lined them up. He called their names and sit there and sit there.
You have any kids? I mean,
Who, me?
Yeah.
One, his junior. We had a girl and lost a girl at birth. I had to lose my wife, cripple her, they had to take the baby away from my wife with faucets, you know, her bones wouldn't expand, and then Junior came along, then Junior, everything was going all right, and first thing you know, it turned out to be a Sicilian birth. So she was at the hospital then, with the first baby, we was right here in this little house, at our family doctor then. And he waited and waited and gave us so many hours and nothing, wouldn't do no good. So when he figured the time was up, he told me, see, cross that body as fast as you can and get to slide it as fast as you can and get to the doctor and tell him to come over here and tell him what kind of a case I got. I jumped in the car and I took off. Crossed the bar and went over there and told him. I believe it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. And when I told him that kid, boy, he jumped in his car and he come on and I picked him up over here at the bayou and come over here and they had to put my wife to sleep and all that. That's one thing I don't want to never see no more. I hope I never see that, a woman having a baby. What my wife went through, I don't want to see that again. Then after that, she had a miscarriage. I said, well, that's it. I said, God just don't want us to have children. I said, we always had in mind, and we talk about that, we never would have no more than four. I said, I guess God punishes. So then we started preventing that. I wouldn't fool around no more then. The priest, when the doctor told me, he says, one or the other. He says, it's going to be a case of one or the other. I said, well, whatever you do, save my wife. Try to save my wife. And she had ate a big supper that night. And when they put her to sleep, she went to vomiting. Oh, man, you talk about a mess. One doctor was at the foot of her and the other one was at the head of her. And my doctor